With your permission, Shmuel Aleph, chapter 19. וידבר שאול אל יונתן ובנו ואל כל עבדיו להעמיד את דוד. Just touched it last week. That Shaul spoke to his son Yonatan and to all his slaves that he wants to kill David. Wants to kill him. There's no reason, David didn't know anything wrong. He just wants to kill him. Excuse me. ויגד יונתן לדוד לאמור בקש שאול אבי לעמיתך. יונתן told David, my father Shaul wants to kill you. ואתה ישמן עליו בבוקר ושאתה בצד לנחבטה, please in the morning go hide. אני אצא ומאתי ליד אבי בשדה אשר עשה שם, I'm going to the field, stand next to my father, אני אדבר בחיי על אבי וראיתי מה והגדתי לך.
692.
I will talk to my father and I will tell you what really is going on. וידבר יונתן אל דוד, טוב אל שאול אביו. יונתן spoke to שאול about דוד, ויאמר אליו על יחטא המלך, עוזב את דוד, why are you going to sing with דוד? כי לא חטא לך. Didn't do anything to you. וכי מעצב טוב לך מאוד, וזה מעידה, זה good for you, why do you want for him? ואז אם נפשו בכפו, he puts his life for you, ויח את הפלישתי, כגוריה, ויח השם תשועה גדולה לכל ישראל, ראית ותשמח, you saw and you were happy, השם hurt, כגוריה, למה תכתב את דנקי עמיד דוד בחינם? What do you want from the guy? נשמע שאול קורא נתן, וישמע שאול חיי השם מימד. ושאול is wearing, it says, חס ושלום תכירים. Sounds like something is very normal here. ויקרא יונתן לדוד ויגד יונתן כל הדברים האלה. יונתן תו דוד, that he spoke to his father, and his father swore, ויביא יונתן דוד לשאול ויפניו כמו ששם. They brought it back to Shaul. A normal person would not take a chance again. And we learned that the Shaul threw the spear at him and wanted to kill him. That you don't take, I mean, if the guy is not normal, so you have to put him in a sanatorium, but it's irrelevant, you don't take a chance that somebody try once to knife you for no reason. I mean, if you had a fight and you made him angry, it's one thing. So you had an enemy, so you made peace, you made the sukha, you kissed, you went out for dinner, the family is okay. But for no reason he was playing the harp and the guy tried to kill him. I said, why are you trying to kill him? What did they do? Nothing. He's just jealous at him. It's not normal or something is going on. I didn't take a chance again to be in front of him. No normal person will take a chance to do it. Can't take a chance. The man just tried to kill you for no reason. He'll try again. And he will. Soon you see, he's going to try again. Right now he's going to try again. It's not going to take a few years. Immediately after, he's going to try to kill him again. So why are you taking a chance? At this point, Hamaliot was the worst. Continue with the Plishtim. We have to live with the Plishtim. David came outside, fighting the Plishtim. So David was in the army, and he went outside and he fought the Plishtim. The Gemara said he used to be able to kill 800 people by himself with his sword. Besides what the soldiers, the other people used to kill, but he himself used to run and kill 800 people. Always wanted to kill 1,000. And constantly he was upset that he doesn't have his chut. The problem is Chayelef, the Torah says that a person, a Jew, if Hashem helps him, is able to kill 1,000. The Midrash says David HaMelech always was able to kill only 800, and he was trying very hard to kill 1,000. But because he was able to kill 800, everybody admired him very much, and they ran away from him. But here Hashem Ra'a Shaul again is having this attack, a panic attack. Again, he's holding the spear in his hand. All the time, holding the spear in his hand, in his house, in the palace. I said, that by itself already, you have to think twice to sit next to him. I said, he's not outside. I mean, what do you think? You're going to have an attack? Somebody's going to take him in the palace. He's having a spear in his hand, and David is playing. The Shaul is trying to kill David. Again, it just, I don't know if it's the next day or 2 days later, he just swore that he's not going to do anything to David. He's trying to kill him again. So he threw the spear at the wall, but David nas vaymaled balaylahu. David ran away the night. He sees already there's no chance to be with Shaul. וישלח שאול מלאכים לבית דוד לשומרו ולמיתו בבוקר. דוד ran home, so שאול is sending an army to watch over the house, and in the morning they're gonna go inside, they're gonna kill him. ותגיע לדוד מלכה איתו לומר, מלכה מלאת את נפשך הלילה, מחר אתה מומת. So I don't know how Michal knew it, but she heard or she saw them, and she told David, you must run away. If not going to run away, tomorrow you're going to be dead. I told Michal David about the halon, and he left my mallet. So she helped him to go out through the window, and David ran away from the house. The Midrash says, the Gemara says that they were watching all over, and there were a few gates to the house of David HaMelech, and they were watching the main gate, and he ran through the small gate. And he got Michal the Trafim. In the meantime, she took Trafim, and Tzemach Lokrek, the Midrash, really what it means, but it means either like a statue or something what Ravan used to have. But she put it in the bed David HaMelech used to sleep, but Kvira is in some Moshatav, she took a skin of a goat that has some hair, that because the Trafim in the Midrash says don't have a hair. They don't have hair, she wanted it to look like a person lying in the bed. So it was like a little statue lying in the bed, but the Chasba Baget, she covered the whole thing with a cover. It should look like David HaMelech is there. In the morning, Vayishlach Shaul Malachim lakach et David, in the morning Shaul sent some messenger to get David, but soon Mecholeu. So first she said he's sick. So they went back to Shaul, וישלח שאול אל המלאכים לראות את דוד לאמור, עלו אותו במיטה אליי לאמיתו. He says, bring him to my house with his bed. Sounds like a real crazy person. He wants to bring him to his house, he's sick. He doesn't feel bad. He says, bring him sick in his bed to my palace. He's going to kill him in the palace. So they came inside the house, we need Trafim Alamita. They saw that underneath the cover is Trafim, it's just a statue, or something like a statue, the Kvira is in Rashatav, and a piece of the skin of a goat next to where the head is supposed to be, and the whole thing is a joke, it's not there. Even Shaul Michal, I'm a kachar him ita, I'm a kachar him ita, I'm a you cheated me, you sent my enemy away. What do you mean, enemy? That's your enemy. What do you want from him? ותאמר מיכל אל שאול, הוא אמר אלי, שלחני למה עמיתך. So מיכל answered, her father, he threatened me. Better say this, she said even worse, she said, you married me to Al Capone, to a murderer. Why did you marry me to this guy? The guy wanted, he threatened me, he wanted to kill me. So I had to let go of him. So he left. David ברח. וימלט ויבוא לשמואל הרמטה. So now David is running away, so he's going to Shmuel הנביא, to his house. He did it in רמטה, שזכת ירושלים, ויגיד את כל אשר עשה לשאול, he tells him what Shaul told him, what he did to him. וילכו שמואל וישבו בניות. The Medra says, the Tazum says, that he and Shmuel went and they learned. They sit down, they went to Bet Knesset, Bet Midrash, they sit down and learning. The Medrash says that they were staying up the whole night when David arrived, and Shaul and then himself and Shmuel taught David what a student cannot learn in 100 years from his rabbi. Why didn't anybody get killed today? Nah, he went, and he was learning with him. Not only was learning with him, the Midrash says, at the time they were learning, Shmuel drew and gave David HaMelech the plans of Beit HaMikdash. This is the Gemara, Benayot Beramah, that's the spot, that's the Beit HaKnesset, the Beit HaMikdash, that they were learning, this is what the subject. They were learning the whole night, all the subjects. Among the subjects, they came to the subject of Beit HaMikdash, and Shmuel Navi told David HaMelech exactly how Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, and he's going to give it to Shlomo eventually. But they learned it on that night, says the Gemara, that he was running away from Shaul. The question is, what's the reason that he's learning with him tonight about Beit HaMikdash, and what's the reason that he's learning with him tonight? Well, if he wants to learn, let him learn it all the time. Maybe he was busy playing the harp in front of Shaul. So you got the Shaul and more René David Benayot Berama. Somebody came over to Shaul and told him, David is in that city called Benayot Berama. It's next to Shmuel.
Is that related to Nayot that's there today?
I don't know. Where's Nayot today? I don't know where it is. Benayot Berama, basically they claim that if they ever have Nabi somewhere, this is the grave of Shmuel Navi, this is where Shmuel used to live. Right next to Roshana, right. Yeah. Behind Ramot. Behind Ramot. There's a kollel over there today. There over there's a mikveh of Hana. That's what they say. There underneath, I mean not far from there. You go down in a cave, there's a mikveh. I said it's called Big Chana. I said that's where Chana used to go, and this is where Shmuel used to live. That's why he's buried right next to it. So over there, David HaMelech was, they said David HaMelech was learning around there with him. Somebody told Shaul that David HaMelech is over there, but he shrugged Shmuel Malachim like that to David. They told him he's learning over there with Shmuel, so there's David, Shaul sending some troops to get David.
That's why it's just Shaul.
Givat Shaul. Next to Yerushalayim.
Shalom,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's everyone. I don't know. They're sending troops. Amazing. Amazing. Shaul HaMelech was anointed by Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was the chief rabbi. He's the king, I understand, but now you know that David HaMelech is staying in Shmuel's house. So he's sending troops to get David. ויאר את להקת הנביאים ליבים ושמואל עומד ניצב עליהם. They saw those troops that came to take David, they see over there some chachamim, not exactly prophets, but some chachamim, that's what the Targum says, learning, and Shmuel is teaching them. David is around there, but Shmuel is teaching others as well. And the troops look and they see that there's a lecture over there. But he al malachei shol ruach elokim haitnavu gavhem. So it's not really prophecy. It means that so how nice it is and how good it is to study, to learn, they drop the mission. They're not going to take David, of course, and they're not going back to report to Shaul. They started to go back, to go into the yeshiva. They sit down over there. They're learning together with Shmuel and David HaMelech. They did to Shaul, they told Shaul, you know, the troops that you went, that you sent, they became Bachur Yeshiva. They started to, they just decided to stay with Shmuel HaNavi. They doesn't give up. Vayishlach malachim achim haitnavu gavhem. They sent other ones, and they also decided to just stay over there and learn. Vayishlach malachim shlishim haitnavu gavhem. They sent third troops, third times, the same story. All decided to go and study Shmuel HaNavi.
Wouldn't they be more killed for them?
By not obeying the king.
Learning,
yeah. Maybe. Maybe they will, yeah. Maybe they should. I don't know. So then he himself decided, sentence 22, Vayelech Gam Hu Aramata. And Shaul, can you imagine the king decided by himself to go to that place with David HaMelech, his name Yishmael, I don't know what he's going to do. And he's going himself over there. He comes to a big place, there's a big pit over there. And Secho, this is the name of the place. This is on the way. Secho is in the territory of Yehuda. So Shaul passed the territory of Yehuda, that's called, this is one of the towns called Secho. And we pass by Secho, we ask over there, do you know where Shmuel and David? It's not far from where Shmuel was living. He wants to know in what direction. But Yomer, the ass answered him, in Eben Ayod Berama, David and Shmuel, they are in the town called Ayod Berama. In Brama, Ayod Berama, Ayod Hashem Ayod Berama, the Shmuel himself is going over there.
You always say, you know, why is this in the Tanakh? Why are they putting that he stopped to ask for directions? What, I mean, what significance is
that? Right, very good. Moshe. Why it says the name of the city? Yeah? Secho.
The whole incident of why that he asked for the directions.
Yeah. What time he told you what to be home?
I didn't. She'll probably be asleep when it comes
home. So you want to answer right now? Or oh, do you want to wait?
Is that all right?
I didn't say all night. I don't know about the other
sentence. Vayel Yashem El Ayod Baramah, so Shaul himself is going over there. But he, Alav Gam Ruach Elokim, he gets there. And also he gets this kind of a wind. Again, the Chachamim said, it's not really a prophecy. It's just something that he feels in his heart that he wants to study very much. Vayel Yachalokh Yitnabeh Ad Bo Ben Baramah. From that spot, Secho, after they give him the answer, already he gets some injection inside the system, and he feels he wants to study. He wants to study, he feels something inside the system, and he wants to learn very much. And while he's walking, he's learning. He's going to the place again that Shmuel is teaching the students, as well as those soldiers that decided to run away from the army of Shaul. Now he himself, the king, is doing the same thing. So the Gemara says what it means is that all of a sudden he feels that he is getting out of his body. Chachamim says it, Ramchal says, Al Chachamim says, that the highest level of learning when a person learns, that he feels that he doesn't have any need for his body. That he can learn and learn, it doesn't mean he is hungry or he has to go someplace, something is bothering him. It means he's out completely of the physical world. But this is, I'm sorry? Shmarachai, maybe Shmarachai, but I never said about Shmarachai that he didn't have, that he just pulled himself out of his body. Over here in that sentence,
come over with an
out-of-body
experience.
Right. That's what they're going to take it from that sentence. Like all of a sudden you feel that your soul comes out from your body, and you feel like you left your body and you don't need any physical things. You cannot do it for such a long time, because if you do it for too long time, either the person, Chas v'Shalom, loses his mind, or Chas v'Shalom will die. Moshe was able to do it even with his body, the Gemara says. Chachamim said that his upper part of his body was completely soul, and the lower part of his body was just being dragged by the upper part of his body.
So the needs that he had were still there.
The needs that the person has constantly is one aspect. But over here we're talking that if you decide right now that you want to come to a lecture, so if your telephone will ring, you won't hear it. If you hear the telephone ringing, it means you're not completely in the lecture. If you feel that you want to drink, if you feel you know something is going into your mind, or you feel something, you have to go out for a second to hug for you, to call for you, it means you're not in this level.
What about when your phone rings?
My phone rings?
Which is the number of
times?
Do I have a phone?
Huh?
Do I have a phone?
Rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu felt this way or was that?
No, not all the time. No. No, again, Moshe Rabbeinu always felt, again, the Midrash says, that his upper part of his body is completely nobody. It means the upper part of his body is called Moshe Yishalokim. His upper part of his body is a soul. He doesn't have hands, he doesn't have a chest, he doesn't have a back, nothing.
Where does it say that? Here it is specifically saying.
That's the first time you asked me, what does it say?
I don't remember ever.
The Midrash says this on the Pasuk. וזאת הברכה אשר ברך משה איש אלוקים בני ישראל. In ספר דברים פרשה זאת הברכה. It says Moshe is being called איש אלוקים. It says the Midrash, מחציו למעלה אלוקים, מחציו למעלה בן אדם, ולמטה בן אדם. Nobody else for that. He turned his body into spiritual part. But not the lower part of the Midrash. But here what the Midrash says, what it means that Shaul took off his clothing, that he is naked. Midrash says he's not taking off his clothing, he's going to learn now, and it's something like comparable to a prophecy that he's not taking off his clothing. What it means is the body that a person has when he gets to a very high level like he is, that's what Ramchal says. In his book Adir Bamarom, he said that's the explanation. The explanation is that Shaul got to such a high level he was never before, that all of a sudden he feels that he has no body. His body like demolished or just melted, that he doesn't have anybody. He has only a Shama. That's the highest level of studying, learning, that nothing bothers you. So he himself, Shaul HaMelech, he is going with the aim, with the purpose to get David HaMelech and kill him. In the meantime, not only he is not up to it to kill him, he's losing himself. He's not the king anymore, he's not a person anymore. Now he's only studied Torah, means he just became a spiritual person. כל היום הוא בכל הלילה, כן יאמרו אגם שאול בנביאים. Since then, everybody used to say, is Shaul also such in a high level that he studies so much? By the way, if you remember this, when we learned, this was Shmuel chapter 9, this was the time that Shaul met Shmuel before Shaul was appointed to become a king. And he went and he met Shmuel. And he came to Shmuel and Levi, and Shmuel told him a few things. That after Shmuel poured the oil on his head, I'm sorry. Not chapter 9. This is chapter 10. When Shmuel anointed him, and he told him, go, then he tells him, this is chapter 10, sentence 5. He tells him, listen, you're going to be the king. He says, now you're going to go. And he says, you're going to go. Lachar ken tavo el givat ha'elokim. You're going to reach a place that you have, over here you have the offices of the Plishtim. You're going to find some prophets. But again, it's not prophets. The Targum says and the Chachamim say it means Chachamim. Sentence 6, chapter 10. The Sarcha Alecha Ruach Hashem, Yitnabita Imam, and Yafakha Nishasha. you also are going to change. At that moment, you can, again, it's not a prophet, you can be a prophet, it means you can be like some Chacham. And that's what the Navi says, this is chapter 10, sentence 10. צריך שיתפסו קיוד מסביבו שם הגבעת וניחים הנביאים לקראתו, יש לך רבו אחרים לדמי בתוכם. זה סילבן, 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 סנדס 12, ביה אני איש משם אמן מי אביהם, ולכן נעצה למשל הגר שלו בנביאים. Again, already they said, right when he was appointed to become a king, everybody said, is Shaul also, again, it doesn't mean over here Navi, look at the Targum, look at Rashi says, it means, is he also became a Chacham. And now the same story, it says, we got back to the same statement people used to say, is Shaul also being considered one of the Chachamim? Since he reached that level, everybody saw that he's mumbling, he's learning, and he's reaching such a high level that he feels he's nobody, he is nobody anymore. He feels that his soul came out of his body. And again, Moshe would ask, what's the purpose of this story? What's really behind this story? We're going to go a little bit more, but really, it's going to continue the whole story. Nothing will finish. He's going to go back to his house, to his palace, and he's going to chase him until he will be killed. He'll chase David HaMelech all the time. In the desert, he's going to kill Novira Kohanim, David HaMelech is going to run away, Shaul is going to try to kill Yonatan, and Yonatan will go to David, and he says, get away, my father wants to kill him. He says, he swore to nothing. He became already Chacham, nothing. He says, what's really the whole idea? Not only that, when David came to Shmuel, while he was running, so he told Shmuel, listen, the guy wants to kill me. You made me the king, and the guy doesn't leave me alone. He just wants to kill me. What's going on? There's no answer. Shmuel doesn't answer him anything. And David is on his own. Shaul is on his own, and they're fighting. Shmuel is responsible for both of them. In the meantime, Shaul is trying to kill him, David is running away, and he wants some explanation, Shmuel doesn't explain him anything. There is a story that in Europe, a true story, that somebody had a gmach, Gmilut Chassadim, he used to have money and he used to lend it to people, his own money, some people deposited, I think, some money, to do kindness. The Chafetz Chaim wrote about it and lectured about it. It's very important to earn money, especially with the Jewish people used to lend money with interest. And this is one of the reasons, this is why they say that Chmielewski came and killed millions of Jews in Europe because the Jews used to lend money with interest. It says in the book, it's called Zera Berech. It was in a time of Chmielewski, he writes that if you want to know why this Hitler came 350 years ago, because the Jews used to lend money to each other with interest. Chafetz Chaim established his own people to make this kind of organization to lend money to Jews without interest. That is the guy, I don't remember the name of the city he used to live, and people used to come to his house, knock on the door, day and night, and they want loan. Give loans, they give the money back, don't give the money back, they say they gave back the money back. So he's going to close up this business. It's not a business, but then the Gmilut Chassadim do kindness of it, it's going to child, if it's not for him, he cannot take the pressure. So I said, before you do such a thing, I want you to go to ask Chafetz Chaim, he's telling this, I'm scared, you know, yapping people, I don't want you to do it. He said, okay, he's going to go to Chafetz Chaim, so the guy opens the door, he says, what are we here for? He said, I have to ask Chafetz Chaim a question. He says, okay. The Chafetz Chaim is eating now, but you can go in. He goes inside. The Chafetz Chaim is a minhag. Every time he used to eat, he used to say, Mizmor David, Hashem Ruhi Lo Yechtar. This is chapter 23 in Tehillim. And he was saying this Mizmor, and he sees the guy comes inside, so he's going to translate this Mizmor. He talks to himself, he doesn't say anything to the guy. Instead, he comes to a sentence, he says, Ach, Tov, Achetzid. ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי לבית השם לאורך ימים. אז חפץ שלא תוכלו קצת לדעת, What does it mean? It says, ach, but tova chesed, good in kindness, kirdefuni will treat me all my life. Meshavti with Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, I'll be able to sit in God's house forever. Professor Hendrik from Tzadik HaSavit doesn't say what does it mean. Kindness and good will chase me. Say, the Rebbe should have said, kindness and good I will do. And then when I will do, then I have the privilege to dwell and to stay in God's house forever. Instead of the Rebbe says, they're chasing me. The Chafetz Chaim said to himself, he's not talking to the guy sitting over there. The Chafetz Chaim said to himself, obviously what it means, that everybody on this world has to have some, so I would say, I don't know how to have it in English. Everybody has to have it. So the Rebbe Melech says, if I really do have to have it, I wish that kindness and good, those are the ones that are going to chase me. Rather, that who knows is going to chase me. So the guy hears it, and he says, and the Chafetz Chaim finished, said the Katamani, asked him, you have any questions? He said, no. Thank you, man. He goes outside. It's a true story. He goes outside, the Shamash asks him, no, you solve your problem? He says, everything is okay. He came home, he told my wife, he told his wife, let me tell you something. Better off the people knocking on the door and ask us for money, then who knows who's going to knock on the door? So the Ari says like this. The Christian did not say the word Ari, but the Ari says like this. The Rashid Barai looking at Hashemah Mitaret, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world with judgment. And it means this is a world that you're going to be chased. You're going to be chased. So that's what the Torah tells us about Yaakov Avinu, that the case Yaakov Hashem B'Shabbat after Kapatan of Dosh El Yosef. It means you have to understand this world you're not here to enjoy, you're here to be chased. It says why? It says Pasuk in Kohelet. והאלוקים יבקש את הנרדף. Says the Midrash, אפילו צדיק רודף רשע. It means, a holy man is chasing your robber, Hashem helps the robber. האלוקים יבקש את הנרדף, אפילו צדיק רודף רשע. You can have a wicked person that says that he had an argument with a holy man, and the holy man will start chasing him. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help the wicked person. Why? Because being chased is so-called this creation. This creation is being chased. Being chased, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves it. Elokim yivakesh et adema. Midrash says, for example, Midrash says, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to bring sacrifices, sheep. Doesn't answer about the bull so much, but the Am Yisrael was compared to sheep, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu asked us to bring sheep because sheep is being chased. That's what Gemara says, that we are compared to a sheep among 70 wolves. A person has to know that he is going to be chased in this world. How much and by whom, he doesn't know. But the idea is you're being chased. Somebody is going to bother you. Can it be in your family, can it be the neighbor, can it be the neighbors, can it be the family, can it be this, doesn't matter. Somebody in the supermarket, doesn't matter. Somebody is bothering you, it says, that's good, somebody is bothering you. You have to hope that this is with that thing you already fulfilled, the thing is going to be, you're going to be chased. But he said that's what is called Yisurin, that people suffer. He says, I suffer, it means suffer. It means suffer, it doesn't have to be only being chased by entity, by people. It means you suffer, it means something is bothering you. Something is bothering you, it means you're being chased. And you can't run away from that. You just have to have the hope, as the Chafetz Chaim told his guy, that thank God, these people bothering you for charity, people knocking on the door, they ask you for this, yes, 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 you can't run away. You have a heat wave, it says, well, I have a solution, I put air conditioning high. No, it's not so simple. I mean, of course, you save from the heat wave, but you have to understand the heat wave, again, it means it's chasing you. Everything that it's not comfortable, what it means, you're being chased. And you cannot avoid it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot avoid that being chased. Only thing, the best thing, that's what the Mishnah was best, and that's what all Chachamim say. You can do it to yourself, and you can decide. If you're being chased by something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree, at least you're being chased, but this is, you chose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respect it. That's the Mishnah Sedarim, the Mishnah Sedarim, the Mishnah Sedarim, כל המקבל עליו על תורה, מרמון עליו או מחובר אותו יחשבת. איזה זה משנה מין? You have to understand that over here, the government will come and will demand from you taxes, will demand this and that and that. It says, okay. It's all, that's part of being chased. So you feel, I mean, segregation, I mean, citizen, you're being chased.
Yisrael
Shalaba? Yisrael Shalaba? Yisrael Shalaba means that you don't be told to our. But the idea is that here that's what I said, that's what Shlomo Melech meant. Elohim yivakesh et ha-nirdaf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you if you are going to be chased, because this world was created with this concept. Okay. The only way you can run away from that is if you study Torah. If you study Torah, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, then Ma'avirim in Omachum Yerushalayim, it means, okay, I'm being chased by Torah, it means not if you, you know, sit down and I learn the Torah and I enjoy the Torah. No. And so the Mishnah said, no. Ka'ar dakash of Torah, pas ba'melach tochal, ba'im ha'Torah tishte, ta'lar ha'tishan. The Mishnah said, that's how you learn Torah. What it means is that you don't learn Torah this way. What it means, if you want to be sure that you're not going to be chased by any other thing, and you can exchange being chased by something very easy, it's Torah, and then if you study Torah in that way, that's not so comfortable to you. But if everything is comfortable to you, so it means that you are going to be chased by some entity. Somebody's going to bother you. I said, what do you want for my life? What do you want for
this? You should sit in the expectation.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say you have to torture yourself. But you should not. That's what the Torah tells us about Yaakov. Because Yaakov, Leshev, Leshava, Tafat, Allah, Vodosh, Yosef. Yaakov wanted to sit down in the Midrash and learn. Hashem said, no, he doesn't say you are here for a mission. The mission is being chased. Being chased is what it means you fulfill Bereshit Barai Elohim Eshman Etav. And this is constantly, you mean you look, and that's what the Gemara says, it's constantly, people go through life, everybody has his own package that he suffers, this happens, this guy happens, this guy. The idea is that you're being chased. It doesn't have to be being chased by people, again, being chased by things that you don't appreciate and you don't expect and you don't want it. I don't want this, but it isn't. I want to have a quiet life. It says quiet life, and it actually says, and Gemara says, you can live in Olam Haba. In this world, you're going to be chased. Elohim, as it means, Bereshit Barai. Bereshit Barai Elohim, Yevakesh Et Hanedav. Hashem is going to look for you to be, there should be a being chased. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. Why? Because you're in chase. Therefore, says the Aris, says the Midrash, even a tzaddik or the parasha, even a tzaddik is chasing a wicked person, Hashem will have to be the one being chased, because being chased, that's what Hashem wants for me to be. So, you're not allowed to chase anybody. What it means is, if somebody is chasing you, again, if he wants to kill you, run away. But he's just bothering you, it's not that I get rid of him. You can't get rid of him. You can't rid of him. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to learn more Torah. That's the secret over here. That this is will help you. It says, here's the story. So Dari, here's the story, this chapter. It says, Shaul is going to try to kill David HaMelech again. David HaMelech, what do you do? I mean, why don't you have a sister? He's suffering. David HaMelech is suffering, constantly suffering. the media will tell you, the guy starts appealing, he's on the way. The only solution for a moment, right now, is that he went to Shmuel Navi, and he's going to study with him. And look, I'm going to show you something. I said, the troops will come, and they want to take David to Shaul, and they want to kill him. I said, they can also can sit down and learn. I said, until Shaul himself, the chief of himself, is going to sit down and learn. That's the only way you can survive. And that's what the message that Shmuel Navi gave David HaMelech. If somebody is chasing you, he doesn't answer him. That's what the Rabbi said. I said, David HaMelech comes to Shmuel and said, listen, the guy is a crazy man. I don't know what's wrong with him. He wants to kill me. He runs up to me. He wants to kill me. Shmuel doesn't answer him. I said, what? I said, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to learn about the Hamidash. I said, David, what's the Hamidash now? Yeah, now I'm going to show you something. Says Ari, the Midrash says the reason why Beit HaMikdash is in the mainly in the territory of Binyamin is because when Menashe got to the brothers and told them he stole the cup, he started to look for the cup, and then they reached Binyamin's bag and they found the cup in Binyamin's bag. The Midrash says that Binyamin knew already the cup is in his bed. Because Yosef told him before, the night before, he's going to put the cup in his bed. But he told him, don't say anything. So when Menashe found the cup, the brothers told Binyamin, oh, a thief, the son of a thief. Your mother stole the trafim, and you stole the cup. Not only that, he took it himself, man, what they said. He started to hit him. Hit him on his shoulder with a stick. He didn't say nothing. Says the Midrash, Uben Ktefav Shachet. Says Beit HaMikdash is going to be between the shoulders of Binyamin. So those shoulders that took the insult by the brothers hitting him, he did not say anything, did not answer anything. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to put Beit HaMikdash over there to teach you something, to teach you. Because Binyamin suffered, did not say anything. He was so-called being chased. And if you have said to his mother, leave me alone, I didn't take it. Well, you don't trust me. No, you are saying because your mother is here. So what are you talking nonsense? Stop it already. Don't say nothing. Why? Right? Because that's what it is. You're being chased for no reason. The reason is because you hear Bereshit Bara Elokim being chased. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring the Midrash on the territory of Binyamin because Binyamin took the insult and was chased, did not say anything. Therefore, says Ari, David HaMelech got to Shmuel HaNavi and he told Shmuel HaNavi, listen, the guy is chasing me, what should I do? He says, I come from my own session. Let's learn. Says Ari, Av Chochmati Amdali, Shlomo HaMelech says when he was chased by Ashmedai, and he was thrown out of his palace, out of his kingdom. Shomela says in Kohelet, Af Chochmati Amdali. But it means in explanation, also my wisdom that I learned helped me to come back to Yerushalayim and get back on my seat. Says the Gemara, Af Chochmati Amdali means Chochmati Shekaniti Be'af Ish Amdali. Shmuel says, not the chokhmah, the wisdom that I got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a present, as a reward, helped me. Nothing. It didn't help me a bit. Ashmadai was smarter than me, and he chased me out of the palace. What did help me? Chokhmati shelamati ba'af. The wisdom that I learned with hardship, that wisdom helped me. I said, the hardship that you have in your life, that's going to help you. Because you're here to suffer, you're not here to enjoy. So Shmuel is the smartest man that was granted with wisdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although that wisdom did not help him a bit. And Ashmedai was smarter than him, chased him out of the palace. The reason he was able to come back to Yerushalayim and throw this shed out of the palace is the wisdom that he learned with hardship. Saying that this is really what Nabi wants to tell you. And says, this is David, right? This is Melech Israel, right? And you expect this guy to sit down on a chair and rule? I says, no. I says, Shaul is going to chase him, and then he's going to Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Bet, constantly, like he didn't have one good day in his life. Not one good day in his life. Ditanyo didn't sleep, people talked against him, Lashon Hara, nothing. Today it says David, 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 Melech Yisrael, it says when you read the Navi, it's a disaster, disaster. That's the guy that really is the one that we look up to him and says, David, Melech Yisrael, it says, look, not one good day in his life. Suffered all his life, all his life, the whole Navi, the whole Shmuel, Shmuel, Bet, just everybody, everybody. I'm Israel, Arad, constantly. The Makin of Mumiz Hashem Nelech, people used to stand on the street, used to sing David, David, David. Where's Bet HaMikdash? Where's Bet HaMikdash? He gave so many lectures about it. We heard the Shlomo is going to business. What happened, David? What happened now? It's insulting day and night. Says, David, that's what it means. When you take the insult, it means you understand. You're being chased. So you see, Akhrim is going to save him, save him, save him, save him. It's going to be the Mashiach. So why is it going to be the Mashiach? That's the test. The test is that you're the king and Shmuel HaNavi anointed you and he appointed you and poured on you the oil and you're the king and you have nothing, nobody's going to respect him, nothing. Yeah, when he's a soldier and he wins, yeah. They sing to him and says this, just that those songs only did the opposite. Since they sang, Shaul is chasing him, he wants to kill him, he goes back, he says, no, my father, no, come back to my father. He says, the guy, what the guy wants for my life? There's no way you run away. Only way that you can run away from those chasing if you divert your life and you take your life in the Torah and you learn Torah so much that says then you have nothing to worry. Otherwise you're here to be chased. It doesn't matter who it is. An entity will chase you. Somebody will chase you, insult you and chase you. Who will help you? Because you feel that really you're being chased. Tell you that this is that the time that Shmuel gave the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash to David HaMelech and says, I want to show you now if you don't understand what's going on, let me tell you, let me learn, I'll learn with you. Says the Gemara, says the Midrash, David learned with Shmuel one night like a regular student learns in 100 years from his rabbi. He says, why? Because he suffered so much, he doesn't understand what's going on. I says, I'm the king, you're going to be a king, and he doesn't even know that I'm the king, but you know that I'm the king, and I didn't do anything wrong, and the guy, I'm an innocent person, and the guy's chasing me for no reason. I said, what's going on? I don't understand. I said, I'm very upset. I said, good, you're upset. Let's learn now. You learn so much and you're upset, says Zari, then you reach that level. Not this level, I'm going to show you how great it's going to be. And he says, the troops will come, and they're going to say they want to learn. It says, not only that, your big enemy, Shaul, will come, he is going to reach that high level, he wants to learn. And then the whole thing will disappear about Shaul in a minute. Just to show you what it means, what's the only way you can run away from that obligation, if you may say, being chased. That's really what the Chafetz Chaim told this guy. It says, you want to close the Gemara, you can close. It says, you don't want to help people, don't. So the people bothering you, well, if they like it about you, somebody's looking about you. You'd rather those people bother you than others, who knows who's going to bother you. So he says, this is really what it says over here. That the Shaul went and he came to a place, it's called Socho. Socho is a place that was really in the territory of Yehuda. This is really the place that we find in the Tanakh before, in a few chapters before, that was the big war taking place. Well, you think, we think a war, suicide bomber, a war. It's all part of being chased. That's what the Midrash says. We are a sheep among 70 wolves. You have to understand. יגאל השם את יעקב יחדה השם את יעקב הוא גלו מיד חזק ממנו. Do you have to understand? That's the situation. Situation is, says the Gemara, you have to feel the sheep, the wolf are running around you. You have to feel that you're being chased. You have to feel it. Where is going to be peace? Never going to be peace. There's going to be peace with everything. You can never fight with the neighbor. Fight with the neighbor, fight with your husband, fight with your wife, fight with the cousin, with the brother-in-law. Endless. You're here to be chased. Elohim in a Christian earth. Part of that Mukhi says, of course, because Amitra did not behave, of course. But the idea behind it is you're being chased. And that's what Navi tells us. That while Shaul is going, he's going to pass that place, it's called Soho. That place Soho is the territory of Yehuda. That place was, the war took place. And that's what the Navi tells you, says he passed by and he asked the people where is Nerdbama, where is the place? He says, okay, he passed that spot. He says, now also you feel that being chased, because that's the place the war was taking place. He says, already from that spot on, already he feels that he wants to learn. Not because he wants to learn. Because learning is the only way that will take you out of that Gezerah being chased, if the court you're being chased by Torah. If you may say chased by Torah. That's what Navi says, that Shaul all of a sudden is not a person. He's not a person. It means he don't have to be chased anymore. The Torah is a tremendous power. That's why you're learning Torah, it means you cover and you don't have to suffer as much as you do have an obligation to suffer without Torah.